El Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, how are you today, dear students? I hope all the exercises of week 7 in Sapandi are solved. Today we will be reviewing week 8 content. As always, stay tuned and follow up.
Well, students, today we'd like to know a little bit about your position regarding technology and mankind dehumanization.
Pay attention to the conversation and practice creating your own conversation using the expressions accordingly.
Conversation 1. Hi, Brenda. How are you doing? Good, and you? How are you doing with your new courses? Hanging on. You know, sometimes I don't even have time for my personal things. But anyway, studying was my decision, so I got to continue with my responsibility.
By the way, Emma, yesterday I was in class, and my professor said that technology is finishing with us. Do you think that that is going to happen?
Well, as I see it, there is no chance that technology can ever be humanized. Men still have feelings.
I think that somehow relationships will be colder, but not to the point of making men insensitive.
I agree to a certain extent, because nowadays we see that kids do not play with friends anymore. Their friends are unknown people whom they meet on the net.
As far as I am concerned, people are meeting people on the net, but then a personal relationship is established.
Yes, but sometimes unrealistic expectations are created over the internet, and then when they meet, it's a total different story.
That's why I believe that human beings will always need more than the computer contact.
Did you follow the conversation, students? What are some of the expressions heard to ask and give opinions?
The expressions to ask about opinions are 1. Do you think?
2. What's your opinion about?
Some expressions to state opinion in the previous conversation are, well, as I see it, I think, as far as I am concerned, I believe that.
One can say their opinion by also using the following expressions. I feel that.
If you ask me.
In my opinion.
I'd like to add that.
That's why I feel that.
Yes, but what I am really saying is.
What I'm trying to say is.
Well, it depends. And then give an explanation.
I agree in a way because.
Use the expression you heard on your own to give and ask opinion in a conversation.
In this first part, we saw how to ask and give opinions. Now, pay attention to the second conversation and how you may express agreement and disagreement.
Conversation two. Three friends are discussing about which is the best cell phone. Listen to how they express agreement and disagreement, as well as opinions. What's up with you guys?
Everything is okay. How about you?
Well, I'm having a little dilemma here.
Oh, really?
Why?
What happened?
I can't make up my mind as to what cell to buy.
I think you need to find out how cyber you are. That's a good starting point.
Yes, you are right. But there is another aspect you should consider. Really? Which is one? How much money are you willing to spend in a phone?
You're right. That's a very important point, because maybe what goes with your cyber personality may not be in agreement with how much you can spend.
I completely agree with what you're saying. However, if you like the phone, you must do everything you can to get it.
No, you're wrong. One must not steal or kill to get material things.
Yes, I agree, but I think you went too extreme. When I said everything, I meant everything possible, not the impossible. Okay, don't argue. There is no need.
Oh, no more point to analyze, Alex. It's what usage do you give or will give to the cell phone?
I agree with Noelia. For instance, in my case, the cell phone is a basic tool for communication, and that is it.
Oh, I see. That's why you still have the old brick right there?
I don't care. You can make as much fun as you want about my phone, but I don't pay expensive plans. I don't buy expensive phones, and my communication purpose is completed. Don't you think? Seeing it from that point, you're right, but then all the other functions like Facebook, Twitter, internet, and so forth will not be accessible. That's exactly what I'm saying. Who needs all those while at work?
Well, now that you're putting it like that, I agree with what you're saying. But Alex, find the one that it's convenient for you. Hey, Alex, I have the perfect phone for you.
Really?
Yes, the new Samsung Galaxy S3. It has everything you need and more. For example, it has the following components. 1. Battery. It provides chemical energy, which converts to electrical. 2. Outer front cover. Covers the front of the cell phone. 3. Outer back cover covers the back of the cell phone.
4. Internal screen and keyboard cover whole screen and keyboard in place.
5. Memory card stores all the saved data.
6. Keyboard used for making calls, texting, AIM, and emails.
7. Internal electrical components. The brain of the cell phone.
8. Screen cover. Used to cover screen. Ah, and if you want to hear about the advantages, here they are.
1. Touchscreen digitizer.
2. Airphone speaker audio with flex cable.
3. Front camera with flex cable.
4. LCD screen display.
5. Charger with flex cable.
6. Assisted GPS available.
7, memory of 12, 32, and up to 64 gigas. 6, the Smart Stay feature, which automatically recognizes when you're looking at the phone. It looks deep into your eyes and maintains a bright display for continued viewing.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. 7, S-Beam. That transfers documents, contracts, pictures, music, and video easily and quickly.
8, a social tag, through which the phone links the faces in your photo album with their social media streams.
9, best photos. It automatically takes a burst of 8 shots, so you never missed the best moments.
10, direct call. If you're messaging and decide suddenly to call, just lift the phone to your ear and direct call will dial their number for you.
11, smart alert. A vibrating gadget informs you about missed calls and new messages.
12, OS Android.
13, All Share Play. Gives you access to documents and multimedia files while we are working on a different screen somewhere else.
14, Body Photo Share. Recognizes faces and links those for you so you could see the pictures all together.
15, S Voice. Answers or rejects a call. Turns your music up or down. Tells camera when to shoot. You can tell it to wake you up or turn off the alarm from a few minutes to let you sleep a little bit longer.
Pop up play. You can watch HD video and at the same time you can be emailing, texting, chatting, etc.
That's the latest in phones. If you're willing to pay the price, go for it, my friend. Thanks, both of you. You gave me a lot of ideas. Now I have more foundations to make my decision. We hope you make the best choice. And remember, a phone is basically for communication purposes. Thanks a lot once more. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Alex.
Aside from the expressions in the conversation above, here are some others you can use to show disagreement. 1. I don't agree.
2. No, I think you're wrong.
3. No, that's not right.
4. I don't think I agree with you there.
5. Excuse me, I'm not sure.
6. Are you sure?
7. Just a minute. It isn't like that at all.
8. I'm not sure about that.
9. I wouldn't say that exactly.
Oh, yes. And these are some others.
10. No. You've got that wrong.
11. You can say that.
12. I can't believe there's any truth in that.
13. That can't be right.
14. That's not proof.
15. Come on.
16. Surely not.
17. Come off of it.
18. I don't know about that.
I hope you use these to show disagreement in written and oral exercises related to week 8 content.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Este programa fue producido por ICER.
En colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.
Thank you.